Hello, Soul Fam. Welcome back to Intuitively Her podcast, where we talk about personal development, spirituality, metaphysics, and so much more. I'm so excited to have you here. Hello, Soul Fam. Welcome back to Intuitively Her podcast. I have a really awesome guest today. Her name is Alicia Dimas. She's a writer, an artist, and shares rose magic and sacred sensuality. I'm just so excited to have her on here today. Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm excited too.
Yay, so happy to have you. So
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, I would love to just get to know you a little better. Like, where are you from? What got you into writing? And like the way you share yourself. Like, I find it very inspiring on social media, or like specifically Instagram. That's how we connected. So
yes.
Just excited, yeah, to know a little more about you.
Well, thank you.
Of course.
Means a lot coming from you. Yeah, I am Canadian. I'm a Canadian girl born and raised. I was raised most of my life in Ontario. I have an older sister. Biologically, I have a blended family. So mm-hmm. kind of grew up in Toronto with my mom, my sister, my stepdad, my two stepsisters, and my stepbrother.
Nice. It's beautiful. I kind of have a little mesh family as well. So
do
I
think, you?
Yeah, I was a little Brady Bunch for sure. Yeah, it was like 10 of us.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah,
like I love together, it.
But
I always wanted more siblings, and then I got more, so.
Exactly. It creates such diversity and perspectives.
It does. Yeah, we went through a lot, but I think it made everyone stronger and wiser.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So how long have you been writing, and what kind of art do you create?
Yeah, so I've always been, you know, since I was little and growing up, I've always just been more, I guess, creative and kind of on the dreamy side of a person in life.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just like writing and art was a really big escape for me. And just growing up, I think I was really unique in my family and I guess for my parents, especially for my mom, I was just, I think, very different in kind of the way that I was or what they were kind of used to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a very internal person. And I think I felt so much, and I didn't really know what to do with it. So my escape was always, you know, the way I could get my voice out, or what I was feeling even, mm-hmm. was to write. Or, you know, I kind of started drawing a little bit when I was younger. I'm not really a good drawer, but I ended up finding, you know, photography. I would do that with my friends. I'd always, or my sisters, and I'd always like get them in my pictures. And so I always loved taking pictures and kind of expressing, I guess, a voice or a feeling like through a picture.
Yeah.
And writing was always kind of the way I was able to say something with the impact that I was feeling it. Because I kind of sometimes thought that, you know, talking, you couldn't always feel it the way someone was feeling something. So mm-hmm. for me, writing was started more as like, I guess, therapy for me. Like, just, yeah, you know, just it was started off in secret for years. Like, I just recently, you know, I'm 27. I forget mm-hmm. how old I'm a lot because I don't feel 27.
Your old soul.
But yeah, I'm 27, and it's only been maybe the past 2 years me actually like coming out and sharing my writing now, and actually, you know, this is like what I want to do and bringing it out to the world. And so I've been doing it forever, and just kind of, I guess, for a lot of writers, it starts off in secret.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of something for you.
Yeah.
But you know, I always said if I can share this and, you know, someone finds, you know, it, you know, everyone's writing that I've read, it has really helped me in my life, and it's saved me a lot of times, and my own writing has even saved me a lot.
Mm.
So if I can offer that to people, you know, that would be kind of the greatest gift that I could give to someone. And not only that, but through reading other people's writing, it you know, showed me I can write, like I should try this, and it mm-hmm. really saved me a lot in my life and through some really devastating times. So and it gave me a lot of pleasure. Like, it's, I'm a very dreamy person, and I want that to live somewhere in this world, and if I can write it down, it you know, it becomes real. And
yeah I love that. I love that so much.
Thank you.
I feel like, yeah, I feel like I definitely suppressed a lot of like writing or even getting my emotions down on paper. I feel like a lot of times I felt like, yeah, I had like so many emotions. And like I said, growing up in a big family, like I felt like we all, like we would express it verbally. And like a lot of times I didn't feel like I was either heard or like it was just like lost in all of, I was lost in all the other voices. So like, I love that idea of like really writing it down and just expressing yourself solely just for you. And then eventually, like you said, you began to like get inspired and want to share that for others to like inspire them as well.
Yeah, 100%.
But yeah, it's so interesting to hear like that perspective, like that was your way, that was your outlet. And then it's not until like now that I began like more of this spiritual journey of like really tapping in with myself and like getting out these thoughts and getting out these emotions that are deeply rooted and suppressed that I didn't even realize I had. And I feel like writing, just like free writing on my journal little by little, it's definitely helped me see more of myself and like especially like the inner child that still lives within us.
Oh yeah.
So
there's a thing with writing, like another part of yourself like comes out. It's almost like you're channeling. You know, like you'll be sometimes I'll write things and I'm like, I'm surprised I wrote that. It's like, where did that even come from? So it's like it just brings out another whole side of you that, you know, you'll probably be surprised by. And like I've gone back and read things and that I have like written like years ago, and I'm like, it's like I'll find it, and it's almost like, you know, that piece of writing has like been a huge like healing or medicine to me that I found that was from me. And it's like this higher self that was like, oh my God, like I was meant to find this right now. And it's almost like a message from yourself to yourself.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I also love like reading stuff in the past, like you said, and like seeing just like, oh wow, I've grown so much. Seeing the thoughts that we once had and then the thoughts that come out now. So yeah, I love that idea. It's kind of like time traveling when you write down your thoughts like from as early as you can to now. It's interesting.
It is very interesting.
Yes. So what kind of writing are you putting out nowadays?
So I just was working on for my Instagram, I guess. I just had one night I was sitting here and I just felt like doing like all the zodiac signs.
Yeah.
So I've been slowly putting those ones up for my, I've been slowly like online, slowly showing my writing now. Cause I want to like, you know, get it out there and get some readers and just whoever it can touch and help is all I really want to do. And, just express myself in that way. And that's an awesome platform to, you know, just put anything on. I say my writing's just, really, I like to write about, I guess it's really romantic, and I like kind of like erotic poetry. That's kind of what I write now. I have some old poetry that's kind of, I guess, a bit more shadow aspect poetry when I was going through, you know, really hard times or grieving through something. So there's always those stuff, but I think what I mostly write is, I guess if someone was to read it, it seems a bit dreamy and ethereal, and I get with that kind of spiritual aspect to it. So
I love it. I know I saw the horoscope. I was like, okay. She's like, she's giving out like more like, like juicier content in that sense of like, of writing. And I want to read it to you because it really resonated with me, and I'm a Virgo.
Oh, good.
And yeah. And like, and I know that we are both like Leo Virgo cusps. So yes. I feel like I definitely tap into both of those energies. But when you posted the Virgo one, I want to read it. It was just, it's so sexy, so beautiful, so juicy.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to read it. So it says, okay. Virgo. Yeah, I love it. Sorry, I have to read it out loud.
Okay, good.
Okay, it says, you sultry figure dripping of lavish love. You are the nun with naughty habits behind closed doors. Detail means of importance to you, so we all better pay attention to you and your detailed love. Something about you is so breathtaking, from your graceful beauty to your brilliant mind. You have a skill for intense thinking and a fetish for intense fucking. Water drips from the sky for you to open your mouth and drink. Your purity makes us all wet with anticipation for the mystery that is you. You find love in stimulation, and we are all stimulated by your love. To be picked by you is to be a flower plucked by the goddess. You want to be liberated by love, to come out of the head and be guided by the wisdom of your heart. Ah, when I read this, I was like, yes, no one has actually seen me so much. In the like in the sense of like the nun with the naughty habits, yes. Like definitely like lady in the street and the freak in the streets energy, you know? And like, yes. But it was so beautifully written and like you said, like stimulated by the mind and the graceful beauty. And little by little, I've been like, yeah, like owning more of that and like stepping into that power of like being a goddess and like knowing like I came on earth in this physical suit. Like I get to like own it and share it and not like, and not suppress it and not feel ashamed of it and not have to like, yeah, stoop any level down. But like this really made me feel empowered. And
oh God, thank like you. That is such a compliment. It's nice to hear that it resonated with you too. That means a lot.
Yeah, definitely. And I know it's going to resonate with others. Whoever's a Virgo out there listening to this, you know the vibes.
Yes, Virgos. Yes.
So thank you. Thank you so much for
thank
that.
You.
Of so course. Much. Of course. How did it feel me reading your art? Like,
gave me goosebumps.
Yes.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah, go check her. I'll definitely post her information on here. But yeah, you gotta go look at your horoscope and read yours because it's so fire.
Yes.
Thank you.
Let me know how it comes across, everyone.
Yeah. Please leave her a comment, send her a DM. Don't be shy.
Yeah, don't be shy. No shyness here.
Yeah. We're all accepting. But yeah. So you just got inspired to just begin like, yeah, giving in to that. Because, you know, obviously it's popular. People want to hear their horoscopes. We want to hear, more about them. Like, the ego kind of wants to know more about, you know, us.
Yeah.
It's like, give me more. So sure, what inspired that?
People love to read that. And it gives them, like, a sense of belonging, right? When they can feel like they're seen, which is basically what poetry is. It gives everyone some type of feeling that they resonate with. I really love to connect with people, and writing's my way of, you know, connecting.
Mm-hmm.
And also just the horoscope thing is like, you know, I grew up in a huge family of women. Like we always joke and say that we're like a cult, like a coven.
Yeah.
Like a coven of witches. Cause it was just all like women.
Yeah.
So it kind of started off with like my aunts and my mom. You know, me and my sister grew up and they were always so into like astrology and we were always like, if we had, you know, my aunts over and then they would have their friends, it was always like astrology, talking about astrology. And it was a way, I guess, of all like us connecting and getting to know each other on a deeper level and to know ourselves. And so I kind of grew up with astrology and my sister's an astrologist as well. So it's kind of just like a really integrated thing that I guess I grew up with. So I love to connect with people that way. And you know, my sister we always do our birth charts and people we know, you know, what's your birth chart? And it's a really deeper level than just like that generic you know, what's your sign. You get to kind of really go in deep and it's fun too. It's like nice and light. So
absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. We appreciate your insight. Keep them coming or whatever comes. So I know that you practice sacred sensuality, or you share that on your Instagram and you do a beautiful way of portraying what that is for you. Can you just share what that is for you and like what inspired you to boldly share that?
Yes. So that is an interesting topic because I have always just naturally, I guess, been very expressive in that way. When it came to just sensuality or sexuality, like I remember just as a young kid, just that was kind of, I don't know, I just always had like this expression of it. Like I remember being really young or just like flirting with like a boy or something, like I got in trouble when I was like little time, and like the teacher's like, honey, like, you know, that's okay if that's how you are, but it's inappropriate to do that in class or whatever, right? And I just, it was, I don't know, it was just always like a form that was very just natural and came as like something that was just free in me, and I never saw anything wrong with it or the expression of it. But yeah. You know, growing up, I'd kind of always get a hard time for, you know, why are you like this, or, you know, you're, that's too much, or, you know, pictures I would take, or how I would dress, or mm-hmm. just the way I would talk with people. So people just didn't, I think, know how to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of made me be like, okay, like, people are seeing this in a weird way that I don't see it as, and I mm-hmm. don't feel it as this thing that's like shameful.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really got that. And it made me just want to do it more. Cause I'm like, you know, this is just, it's not this, you know, dark thing that
mm-hmm.
people need to shy away from. And I think it's, you know, quite liberating, and it actually gets you to be a lot more deeper in touch with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a form of expression. And the more I could express it, the more I could be myself in the world. And, you know, the more I could create it, you know, it's like it's just a place of love for me. And
mm-hmm.
so, yeah, like, I kind of, I guess, going back to showcasing that, I guess I would always kind of just, I love to do photography and kind of bring that sensuality into like a picture, or,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, the rebellious part of me was like, you know, let me, you know, is this going to trigger people? And it's mm-hmm. kind of interesting if it does. And I kind of mm-hmm. want to see, you know, what's getting triggered and why is it getting triggered, or, yeah. or is it empowering you? Cause, you know, if I can do it and show you, you know, I'm always going to be like this without shame. You know,
mm-hmm.
I want to empower you to find those aspects of you too, and do the same thing in your own way.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's just a form, you know, makes, for me, sensuality, it makes me feel like myself. I feel the most comfortable, and the most powerful. I'm like very connected to myself, and it makes me feel like I can, you know, just endlessly create in that energy. It's like a very, you know, flowing, high vibrational energy.
Like a portal. And if
I can yeah, exactly. And if I can surrender to it, you know, that kind of anything's possible in that field.
Mm. Wow.
So, yeah.
I love hearing that. I love hearing that so much. I feel like for me, it was just like, it was suppressed. It was suppressed so much. I was definitely very out there, and definitely very like, I can relate to you. I was like literally in kindergarten, and I kissed the boy underneath the freaking slide in kindergarten, and my mom, like, got in trouble. My mom probably, like, we got to talk, the whole thing. So like, I feel like literally when you were talking about that, like, that story came to my mind. I was like, oh yeah. So like, it kind of felt like since then, like, I definitely dimmed that part of myself.
Yes,
and my parents,
because you were told it was wrong, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And my family is also very like religious, and like very, there's a lot of shame on that, and a lot of like guilt put on that, and a lot of like, yeah, like, you don't do that, like, no. So the more I've like peeled back those layers and conditioning, and the more I'm like seeing, like you said, it's like our most natural state. Like, we are all here because of sex. Like,
yes,
it's the most natural thing and on earth that like every living thing almost does, you know? So it's just very interesting. Like, yeah, it's just a whole new revolution of like women owning their power and their sacred sensuality. And
100%.
It's so cool to hear that. And
I love that story. I love that story of you, because it's just so natural. Like, 'cause it's true. Kids come with that form of expression. It's a natural expression. And it's not just sex. It's an expression of a aspect of you, and you know, something trying to come through, and it's not always something negative, like people make it. So yeah, kids are told, you know, this is wrong from adults that were told this is wrong, right?
Exactly.
So it's kind of, but for me, I've always had a very rebellious nature when it comes to something, especially something that's just like I believe in, or something that is just true for me.
Yeah,
I've always been, you know, if someone comes at me with that, I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna show up as this more,
because
you know, I'm gonna rebel a little bit more.
I love that. It's like such a fiery Leo. Like, you're such, definitely those traits for sure. I like that. But that's good, because you're pushing those envelopes, you're pushing those triggers, you're pushing, like, for people to be like, at the end of the day, like, it has nothing to do with you. It's you're just reflecting something for them to see within themselves, or why that makes them feel uncomfortable. And that's, like I said, about like with the evolution of what's happening on like a grander scale of like our consciousness as women, it's it's just, yeah, it's so beautiful and it's so liberating. And I'm just like so grateful, like even in the midst of everything else happening in the world, like to be a woman and to be able to express ourselves and share ourselves and inspire ourselves. It's definitely a gift.
It is a gift. It's a precious gift. It's very true. And yeah, if you can't be, you know, your authentic self and express the way you want to, you know, you're not really living your life. And you're not getting that fullness out of life, you know? So you just got to be who you are.
Yes. What would you advise someone who just like doesn't even know where to begin with that, but they have the calling to want to express themselves more of that way?
That's a good question. I would kind of ask them, you know, find people that are doing that and that you feel almost a form of safety from them. Like when you watch them and you feel comfortable and welcomed in that energy of their sexual energy, you know, what are they doing? Because I feel like when you look to people that you kind of admire, it's because you're seeing something that's a reflection of you. And I heard this one thing once that, you know, when you see something that you either want to do, like let's say, you know, if they're repressed sexuality, but they want it to come out, it's because that part of you is soon to exist. Or that person you're admiring, it's because it's a part of you that is soon to exist. So it's not that you don't have it or that's not you. It's actually, you know, it's calling you because it's ready to come out soon and be a part of you that's going to exist or a part of your life that's going to exist. So if you feel that calling, I would just kind of follow it naturally wherever it brings you. Just do little things like, you know, maybe something that's good to start off with just in the safety of your own self in your own home. Get something you feel really sexy in and just wear it at home. Like, you know, if you're going to cook dinner for yourself, it's just getting in touch with all this, that senses and the sexuality, like cook dinner for yourself, dress up, like whatever makes you feel the most sexy and empowered. Just try doing that. How does that make you feel? And you're, you know, when you're in the safety of your own company, but you're able to express something maybe that you've never done before. Yeah, I'd maybe start there. It's kind of like romancing yourself, you know, maybe get some flowers and go out, buy something really nice. And you can, you know, take some pictures of yourself, adore yourself, admire yourself. You don't need to post them, but just take them. And
that's true.
Take a bath, you know, with roses and put on some candles and play a really sexy playlist. And just say to yourself, you know, this is okay. And this is natural and welcomed. And this is a part of me that doesn't need to hide. And it's safe with me, whatever way I want to express it.
Yes.
So, yeah, I would just start with finding yourself in that way, in your own, you know, in the safety of your own company. And then when you feel, it'll kind of grow from there, whichever way you go.
Yeah. I love that. It's something, like I said, it's as simple as like putting on a cute fit and just feeling sexy in yourself. Just creating, like, like I said, romancing yourself. That's like the best way to get it.
Yes.
Totally. Because often I feel, like we look outside of us. We want others to tell us that we're sexy. We all do. Like, we all want validation. Like, it's a natural human characteristic. But, like, where it starts and where it stems from is, like, our own approval, our own validation, our own, like, opinion of ourselves, obviously. And then others begin to be like, whoa. And then they feel that way because it's just attractive. It's magnetic.
It is magnetic.
So, yeah, which is why I was obviously attracted to you. I was like, yes, queen, in her power. And it was just, like, cool because – little by little I was getting more comfortable and sharing myself that way and no longer caring about people's judgments or like all of that.
Yeah, it is. It's like I'll have times where I feel like really low, and honestly just dressing up sexy or putting something on, I start to feel like myself again, or it gives you this power that's always within you. Like, your sensuality and your sexuality and your sex is actually your power. It's your life force. It's your creation. And you just have to get in touch with that to actually start really feeling into who you are. Yeah.
Definitely. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Romance yourselves, queens.
Yes.
Kings and romance. Queens, whoever's listening to this and feels called to get in it, romance yourselves. Okay, so rose magic. I see that you have that. I was just wondering more about it, if you can share what that is to you and how you, facilitate this rose magic.
Yeah, totally. So yeah, rose magic. I kind of just, I guess, discovered it throughout my life. I've always had like an affinity for flowers and roses. I've always been just really just so drawn to them. And especially during like this was before even I really kind of got fully into like my spirituality and like my practices and learning deeper and rooting deeper into that. I just always would like kind of naturally if I was going through a really hard time. I've had times where I was grieving losses and stuff like that where I would like just have this need to buy roses and keep them all around me. And I would put them all in my room, or like all over my house. And just something about waking up to them, and seeing them around, it really lifted my energy and it made me feel super comforted. And it made me a bit more connected to my body in a way, and connected to myself. And the act of also, taking care of your flowers and, changing out the water and just admiring their beauty was bringing almost, I guess, a part of nature into my area. And it was very healing. So, and also, the roses have like the highest frequency out of all
Yes,
flowers.
I was just about to tell you that. That's amazing, which it makes so much sense why we were so sensitive to feeling that comfort and like feeling better when you have them all around you because they're just sending you that high vibration. That's
So
awesome.
when I ended up like finding that out, I was like, oh my God, like that makes so much sense. And and they look like a yoni, so they're just like the ultimate feminine divine energy power portal, bringing you healing, bringing you your desires, whatever you want, connecting you to your body. If you want to connect to your sensuality, keep flowers around. Just looking at them is permission to, blossom into your femininity and know that you're protected. And yeah, so that's kind of how I came into that. And I just, if I'm ever doing like practices, I'd love to have roses around me. They just always remind me of my power and, that I'm protected and I can kind of bring in anything into this world. And they're just kind of like, they also kind of give you like a mothering safety aspect too.
Yeah, definitely. Can you go deeper in that motherly aspect?
They're like the all-knowing feminine energy, and like I said, they're like a portal, so it's kind of like the nourishing mother. What do you want? And just ask, and you can get it, and I'm here with you. If you're ever alone, it's just like being in the forest. Like if you really root into that energy, you do not feel alone, and you know that there's a presence around you that has this like infinite wisdom. And the same thing with roses, and it's kind of like the beautiful earth mother of a flower.
And yeah, definitely considering like how long roses have been around and like from the queens and just, I don't know, you just feel like that very like divine energy from them, so.
And they're like that portal, right? Like the mother is the portal and she gives birth, and roses are that portal to your desire and to give birth to that and your healing and give birth to your healing. And yeah, it's just having, I honestly, like I even told my mom, I was always like, you have to keep flowers around when you're feeling down. Like I swear it helps. And like now she does it. And she like sends me pictures of like flowers. She's like, this reminds me of
Oh,
you.
that's
So yeah,
beautiful.
it's just like a very personal practice and aspect that I think is so profound that people don't really realize. And if they gave it a chance, it is really transforming.
Thank you. I like that. Such a subtle thing to like incorporate in daily, like just adding roses to your life and just I love also rubbing roses all over myself.
Yes.
How soft they are, and like just breaking the leaves and petals over me. It just feels so like it's a sort of velvety energy, and I feel like it's literally clearing like our aura as we sweep their high vibrational energy that they carry. I love doing that as well, like using like as a cleansing thing, like using the roses to cleanse.
And that's such a sensuality practice, like the, you know, feeling roses and their aroma, like that you're practicing the senses and you're getting in that kind of frequency of sensuality. So that's just like a very simple little thing people can do too.
Definitely. Awesome. Thank you. Wow. I feel so good just talking to you. You have such a good energy, and that's so cool that you share it. Yeah.
I feel good talking. You have a good energy too.
Awesome. And I hope that I know that the people will be hearing it and feeling it as well. So where can my people find you? What offerings do you share? Want to share a little bit more about that?
Right now I'm trying to expand into more platforms, but right now I'm only on Instagram pretty much. At Valicia Demas.
Awesome.
My page is there. I love to share my writing and some sensual photos. And
fire.
Just, I like, you know, to bring another world to this world. I like people to have permission to their power and their pleasure.
Mm.
I think it's a huge thing that everyone's like dying for in their lives. And we just need to create it more and show it so that people know that they can access it. So, yeah, just my writing's on there pretty much. And, you can find me there.
Yeah, I'll definitely put that down and put all the information down right there in the information section. But, yeah.
Sorry, my dog is barking.
No worries. I guess, this is the perfect time to complete this podcast. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for sharing your wisdom and for your energy. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I was so happy to talk to you and finally speak in person, because we've been following each other for a year, 2 years.
Mm-hmm, definitely, for a little bit, for sure.
Yeah, and I fell in love with you, love you so much. And so this was an honor. Thank you so much.
Love you too. Thank you, sister. I definitely will be connecting with you soon.
If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to like it or share it, whatever you feel inspired to do. My intention here is to spread more light, more awareness, more compassion, and love. Thank you. Sending you so much love.